Now, school is only one part of the equation for a stable life for a child. And for foster kids, stability is often in short supply. In part, according to some foster parents, it's because of the cost to care for the kids. That changed with the settlement to a lawsuit we talked about a few years ago. Gavin Thornton of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice joins us now with what that settlement could mean for current and future foster parents. Thank you for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Beth Ann.
So the big issue that we talked about 3 years ago when this lawsuit was filed was the fact that for a lot of parents who are caring for foster kids, there is a substantial cost. I mean, any parent knows how much it costs to be able to raise a child, and there's so many hidden costs and things that just, you know, come up. But the amount of money that was being provided for each child was simply, according to a lot of the parents who talked to us, just not enough. What became enough?
That's actually hard to say, and that was one of the big issues in the case. So foster parenting is a volunteer effort. These folks are opening up their homes and their hearts and taking in these children that they've never even met before, and trying to provide the same type of future that they would provide for their own kids. And I think any parent knows that it costs a lot to raise a child. When the case was filed, the reimbursement rate, it's called, was $529 a month. It hadn't been increased for over 23 years. And inflation during the meantime had gone way up. So we were hearing from a lot of folks that just said that it was getting too costly to continue to foster parent, that they were having to make significant financial sacrifices to do it that they just couldn't afford.
So now with the amount that they will get after the case, you're talking about, you know, $676 for kids who are 12 and up. That doesn't sound like a huge difference from the $529.
Well, actually, that $676, so right before the case was filed, the folks at Department of Human Services were looking into an increase and did request an increase that was implemented about 6 months after the case was filed. The 676 figure that you just mentioned was part of that increase. Now what we're looking at is 649 for ages 0 to 5, 742 for ages 6 to 11, 776 for ages 12 and up. That's a pretty significant bump.
So the point being that over the last 3 years that foster parents have seen an increase both from what DHS thought would be an adjusted amount to what they actually might be getting now.
That's right. And we think that is going to provide significant relief for foster parents. We're so excited about this development and so appreciative of everyone coming together, really the Department of Human Services. Rachel Wong was a very important part of getting this resolved. The folks at the Attorney General's office, everybody recognizing how important it is to do this for the kids in their care.
We got to go in just a second, but one of the things that we heard from foster parents over several years now, not just 3 years ago with this case, was that it's very tough to find families and that this was one of the barriers. If this is now a better scenario, do you expect that we will find more foster parents able to take children?
Yes. We're really hoping that folks that felt they had to leave because they could no longer afford it will come back, and that new families will come into the system that can provide a good, solid home for these kids.
And there were about 6,000 kids in the system?
That's right.
So a lot of families needed for those.
That's right.
Of that, do you have any idea how many kids are already with families, or is that just the total number of kids that we have in the system and it's hard to tell?
So that 6,000 figure includes children that were placed into the foster care system and then ultimately adopted by their foster parents. We don't really have a good sense of where everybody's at. We've had heard some anecdotes about you know, children having to stay in shelters while DHS workers are searching for foster parents, but we don't have figures on that.
Well, that sounds like there is a study that's very ripe and overdue. Gavin Thornton, thanks so much for coming in.
Well, thanks again for having me.
We'll be watching this. Gavin Thornton is the co-executive director of the Hawaii Appleseed Center for Law and Economic Justice. He was part of the group of advocates that had been seeking an increase in the funding available to care for kids in the foster care system. The settlement of the lawsuit over the cost of care was announced this week.